this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt?
Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and always thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, on this particular Sunday. Excuse me, it's clear my throat here. A lot going on in the state of Michigan and, yes, in the United States and around the world, but let's get to sports nearby first and foremost here. The Michigan Athletic Association has suspended its fall tournaments for girls volleyball, girls swimming and diving, and football, and all winter practices competitions scheduled to begin over the next 3 weeks per emergency order to pause activities announced by Sunday by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services there to limit the spread of COVID-19. That is news that just came out the bend around by in the area around about 6 o'clock our time. We're doing the show around by in the area 7:45 or a little bit beyond here. I haven't looked at the clock. Really and truly right now? I don't know. So, with that saying, there will be no practices, none of this particular situation. My understanding is in the state of Michigan, all high schools will be closed as of Wednesday. Elementary schools and up to the 8th grade, they will be continuing their schooling. So, with that all, I urge everyone to stay safe. Stay safe. Do the things you need to do. Don't go in groups and crowds and do what you ever got to do. Do it safely with a mask, washing your hands, and keeping your distance, okay? That's just the word from the state of Michigan and hopefully other people who really care. The Detroit Lions, they won their game today over the Washington football team there. In the first quarter, Matthew Stafford threw a 55-yard touchdown. That take a 7-0 lead with 7:12 remaining. Kicker Matt Prater extended the lead with an extra point there. And going on with the Lions scoring, Matthew Stafford threw a 27-yard touchdown to Marvin Jones. That gave the score to the 14-3 after Matt Prater kicked the extra point. Matt Prater, also in the second quarter, hit on a 53-yard field goal with 8 seconds left in the half to extend the lead to 17-3. Third quarter, Matthew Stafford threw a 15-yard touchdown pass to DeAndre Swift with 7:58 remaining in the quarter. And, of course, again, Matt Prater made an extra point to push that to 24-3. Excuse me. In the fourth quarter, Matt Prater hit a 37-yard field goal after, yes, Washington tied it up. They did it with the greatest of ease. That was a given lead, but again, Washington came back and kicked the field goal. That was a 37-yarder that Matt Prater kicked in the fourth quarter. But the big one was a 59-yarder with time expiring to give the Lions a 30-27 win over the Washington Football Club there. very mixed up day here. DeAndre Swift rushed 16 times for 81 yards there. He also caught 5 passes for 68 yards there. That's a total combined 149 yards from scrimmage that he's responsible for. Plus, the receivers are open today with a Washington team that is very well stocked with very good cornerbacks. And how Matthew Stafford did it today, I do not know. Again, the pragmatic problem right now is the defense holding teams to lead when the Lions get them. That has not been consistent all this year. If we look at the situation, the way it stands right now, well, the Lions got a lot of work to do. And that's all I'm going to say with that. Glad the Lions won on a day that is very, very, very scary indeed there. Well, a lot of the news is coming in. I'm quite sure more will, will drape our planes there. Bills cornerback Josh Norman, he tested positive for COVID-19. He was one of four players that did not travel to Arizona to take on the Arizona Cardinals this particular weekend. However, the Buffalo Bills did pretty doggone well until it was about 11 seconds remaining in the game and a touchdown pass as Kyler Murray threw a bomb, yes, to DeAndre Hopkins. And they won their game tonight there. A very exciting last-minute deal with time expiring. This has been a wild and wacky day when it comes down to football there. I'm quite sure you'll hear a lot of the scores throughout the upcoming week and a lot of preparation from teams that are not doing very, very well at all in the National Football League. The West Division of the NFC seems to be a very, very dangerous indeed. God bless that the Lions ain't got to go out and play some of the West teams there, because that whole division is wrapped. With 6-3, San Francisco's in last place, but they hold a 4-6 record. So it's competitive football played in that particular division. Pittsburgh is 9-0 in this particular season there, as they won their game today. And yes, Tom Brady did make a little comeback here of a very poor performance last week. His team, Tampa Bay, did carry on the victory. Again, we'll talk about more of that this upcoming Monday night on the Game Sports Show on 1400 ESPN with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, EJ Russell, yes, and myself included there in the brouhaha of sports upcoming right now. We'll probably have a lot to say in this particular weekend. Paul Hornung, one of the best running backs of all time, played for the Green Bay Packers exclusively until he got traded off with expansion coming to play, but that won't hurt this guy at all. Sadly to say, Paul Hornung passed away this particular weekend. He was 84 years old. He was part of the dynasty of the Green Bay Packers, instrumental in growing popularity of the Packer fan and the Packer nation in the National Football League. He has tremendous impact on the field, tremendous impact off the field in his days when he was playing with the Green Bay Packers there. He was a first-round pick in 1957. From that point on, he played in Super Bowls and NFL championships there, just to name a few, at least two Super Bowls that I know that Hornung took part in there. Paul Hornung, again, a great contributor to the National Football League and one of the better stories that you'll want to hear about a player and his personal life if you dig down in it. Very interested indeed, but again, it doesn't take away from his prowess on the football field and what he did in college at the University of Notre Dame. Paul Hornung, not with us no more. He's in a better place at the age of 84 years old. College football this weekend for the state of Michigan, yes, it stinks. Michigan, also Michigan State, losing very bad indeed. I mean, what can I say? I can't say not too much about the particular situation, but I'm quite sure we'll hear a lot of excuses this Monday and Tuesday as both those particular teams of coaches. I'm quite sure Michigan will do theirs on Monday. Michigan State normally on Tuesday will speak to the media, and they'll give their, I don't know, their excuses or what they're going to do to improve the status of their particular team. I watched the University of Miami Hurricanes there, number 9 in the ratings in football, for college football there. They came back from a deficit, 2nd-to-none, and they win the game 25-24. They were losing 24-13, but over to Virginia Tech, but the Hurricanes came back and got the lead, and they kept it. And you know, Virginia Tech was not playing around. They were doing some things that, in that particular game, unreal. But again, the defense stuck it up for the last 5 minutes for the Hurricanes, and they get a victory. University of Oregon, I gotta have to stick this in my thumb there, but the University of Oregon wins as well. Watch that team. Watch USC, too. They ain't playing around. The Titans family, yes, the University of Detroit Mercy Titans, they are mourning the loss this past weekend with the news that they lost one of their all-time greats, Terry Durai, entering the eternal life on Friday after he was battling leukemia. He did so many things in life. I got to know the player personally, up close and personal. He was a card at the at Highland Park High School. He was out there during the days of some doggone good basketball players. Eric Money, Davis. Oh, the list goes on and on in those particular days between 72 and 75 in the public school league there as far as basketball players. Earl Cureton said it best there. He did so many things would make his great transition, a former teammate and lifelong friend, Earl Cureton, said he's just not bad of a basketball player, but being a husband and being a friend and being a firefighter, he did everything. He did it excellently at all times, and the only way you can sum it up there, he's one kind of guy there. Terry Durai was 64 years old when he passed away. He used to call him, Sweet Dude, during the times that he was at the Titans from 75 to 79, helping the men's basketball program rise up to national status there during those particular times. That's when Dick Vitale was out the reins with the University of Detroit, Mercy College there. He's a sharpshooting guard who was very good indeed in everything he did. He was drafted by the Detroit Pistons in the 3rd round there by Dick Vitale, who ended up being the coach of the Pistons at that point in time in 1979. He played a significant amount of games with the Pistons there. However, he played also with the Dallas Mavericks, the Boston Celtics, and Golden State Warriors. And he also got a ring with the Boston Celtics in 1981. Yes, he was a star at Highland Park High School, and with his playing time in professional basketball, he carried that on over. When he got finished playing and doing his thing, he served as a firefighter in the city of Highland Park for 27 years. 27. Had to retire at the age of 60 because of the department's requirement, responsibly asked him that he has to go there. And that's just the rules of the game. When you get to a certain age, with being a firefighter or a police officer, there's a mandatory retirement set before you there. So he was a good guy whenever you met him. I met him at some of the hooplas, Hall of Fame ceremonies in downtown Detroit, whether it was at the Fisher Building or somewhere else in the city of Detroit. He was always there, always comical indeed here. Him and John Long, the most comical people that you want to meet there. And we all had something in common, me going to Southwestern and living in the area of downriver, and also him living in Highland Park, where basically inner city basketball was something to behold there. Yes. Terry Durai, he's dead at the age of 64 years old from leukemia. May he rest in peace. Also, former Dodgers manager, Tommy Lasorda, has been hospitalized in Orange County in the intensive care unit. The Dodgers announced that particular today. The Los Angeles Dodgers Hall of Famer, Tommy Lasorda, has been hospitalized, the team said, for right now, for at least a week. Lasorda is 93 years old. He was admitted in the intensive care unit, and he's resting comfortably there. However, no one is giving any type of wording on what the cause is. Although TMZ reported that he's been in the hospital again for at least 1 week. He has been sedated. He's on a respirator, or a ventilator, I should say. And some reports indicate that he has a heart condition there, indeed there. He is a very nice man. When you ever got to meet him, I have had the pleasure on three or four occasions meeting Tommy Lasorda. And he loves to talk about food. Of course, I do too. And he loves to talk about the game of baseball. He is very astute in that, indeed there. Then this word came on, and this is the final story of this particular show, Butch on Sports. I've been watching WWE, and I haven't said too much about the WWE for the last past month because they had this Thunderdome kind of situation there. Although, looking at all the wrestling, Ring of Honor and Hollywood Wrestling, I'm watching AEW, which right now, to me, is showing the best entertainment as far as wrestling is concerned. They're doing more wrestling and a lot less acting and trying to boost up a particular match or two or whatever it may be. But again, it's been very, very, very interesting indeed. One of the things about the wrestlers, they're self-sustaining when it comes down to taking care of their own self, when it comes down to health insurance. Yes, the particular individual is responsibility for their own health insurance when they get into wrestling there. Normally, they get paid the good money, but again, they got to take out some of that money for the risks they take in the sport that they play, or should I say the entertainment venture that they participate in order to take care of health insurance and other family needs. Exactly 10 minutes before or after the WWE wrestler Zelina Vega tweeted that she was supporting a union. The organization, the WWE, I'm saying, had cut ties with her. Yes, she said, I support unionization, Vega has said at 2:46 Pacific time. That was on Friday, okay? Vince McMahon tweeted back. 2:56 p.m., that's 12 minutes, that the WWE has come to terms on releasing Zelina Vega. We wish her the best in her future endeavors. In a statement to WWE, didn't cite any reason for cutting ties, I should say, of Vega there. And, of course, that causalization does not necessarily equal the conversation there of this particular story. However, the WWE has been famously resisting attempts of unionizing their particular sport and their duties for many, many years. So that is something to bring on the table, and I'm quite sure other wrestlers have done it, and they have cut ties and went other places there, but you know, the world is not perfect, and hopefully something can be done about the athletes who give up so much and give their bodies up so much, knowing that their owner or the person who's paying them said, it's on you to take care of your own health insurance and whatnot there. I think that's pretty wicked, and they don't get no extras or something to take care of that particular, or just the company itself take care of those particular responsibilities. It's just, it's wicked. I'm just saying that. I'm saying that indeed. Oh, that is another Put You on Sports there. This has been a wild and wacky last 3 hours there for yours truly here. Lions, then coming home to a press conference by our governor. And certain days I got to get this stuff together. And hopefully people take that very seriously there. It's obviously Some people have not. Hopefully you come to terms. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. And ask your family to do likewise. Don't get in these doggone parties. And I'm hearing kids talking about going to a birthday party. These are 12-year-old kids. What the? Who's running the house? Come on, kids, people. I'm done. Hey, check you out on Wednesday on Butcher on Sports. And yes, definitely we'll check you out on the game tomorrow night on Monday, 6 to 8 o'clock. Hey, Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook. Butcher on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to the main page at Podomatic.com and type in SimpleyButcherTOO.Podomatic.com. Also, TheGameSportsShow.com, TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com. You can also check Butcher on Sports along with the other fine auxiliaries there, such as iTunes and whatever you can take off. Hey, I'm going to enjoy myself this remaining Sunday here, and I hope you do likewise, but please be safe, boys and girls.